USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A United Nations nuclear watchdog team has set off to safeguard the nuclear power plant, Europe's largest, at the heart of fighting in Ukraine. Experts from the International Atomic Energy Agency are visiting the country as Ukraine and Russia are again accusing each other of shelling the region around the plant. The Zaporizhia plant was briefly knocked offline last week. Dangers are so high that officials have begun to hand out anti-radiation iodine tablets to nearby residents. A member of a Dutch commando unit was killed and two of his colleagues were wounded in a shooting that took place in downtown Indianapolis early Saturday. The soldiers were in the U.S. for training exercises at a military base in southern Indiana. Police believe there was a disturbance outside of the hotel they were staying at. Investigators have not released additional information about the circumstances of the shooting. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Justice Department said in a court filing that it has completed its review of potentially privileged documents seized from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate earlier this month. The filing is in response to a federal judge who indicated over the weekend that she would appoint a special master to oversee the documents. Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt told ABC this week that Trump should not have held on to the docs.
He should have turned the documents over and apparently had turned a number of documents over. What I wonder about is why this could go on for almost 2 years and less than 100 days before the election.
The department said in the filing that it has identified, quote, a limited set of materials that potentially contain attorney-client privileged information. Wall Street closed lower on Monday, adding to hefty losses from the previous week when the Fed pledged to keep interest rates high to tame inflation. Dow falling 184 points, NASDAQ fell 124, the S&P 500 off by 27. You are listening to USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Returning to the war in Ukraine, where Ukrainian forces are trying to mount an offense in the south.
Ukrainian officials claim they are taking the offensive in the Kherson region to push Russian forces off territory they seized at the beginning of the invasion. National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, says even though Ukraine hasn't taken the offensive in a while, they still have had an impact on Russia's military.
They have already had an impact on Russian military capabilities because the Russians have had to pull resources from the east.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
LG and Honda investing $4.4 billion in a joint venture in the U.S. to produce batteries for Honda's electric vehicles in the North American market. Construction on the site will begin early next year. Mass production of advanced lithium-ion battery cells are expected to start by the end of 2025. The plant will likely be near Marysville, Ohio, or Greensburg, Indiana, where Honda already has huge factories. In the state of New York, you now have to be at least 21 years old to buy a can of whipped cream. Stores have just begun to card people for the dessert topping. The goal of the law, which passed the state legislature last October, is to combat the use of whipped cream chargers, known as whippets, as a way to get high. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.